Okay, this session is based on Alexander Nye 150, which was called Movements with a Stick While Sitting. It's an imaginary stick. Although this session, I'm going to break it down into two different parts. So this first part A here is done while sitting in a chair. So you're going to want to sit on a stable chair without wheels. And you're gonna want to start by sitting near the front edge of the chair, so your back's not resting on the backrest. So the front edge of a stable chair. And please look and see that your feet are right above your knees, exactly over your feet. Your knees are above your feet. Okay, so it means the width of your knees is gonna be about the same as the width of your feet. So look around and check that that's the case. And please interlace your hands and put them behind your head. So you interlace your fingers, your hands, and put them behind your head, but you're not touching your head. So your hands are behind your head, not touching your head. Your elbows are up in the air. And again, without touching your head, can you just gently take your elbows to the right and come back to the middle? And I should say your elbows go to the right and they kind of go down. So your right elbow goes down to the right and your left elbow goes up at the same time. And then you come back to the middle. And you do all that, please, without moving your head. So your two elbows move to the right. They go from the middle to the right and down and then back up without moving the head. So come back and forth. And I could say do this gently, don't strain. But perhaps for some of us, I think the word should be don't strain too much. Because I find these movements for myself and for some people, they're so non-habitual that there is a little bit of strain. There's a little bit of work, let's put it that way, but please, no pain. So your fingers are interlaced, they're behind your head, and your right elbow goes down to the right in an arc as your left elbow goes up in an arc, and you come back up to the middle. Don't get ambitious. Make the smallest, gentlest movement that you can. And of course, rest whenever you want to. Stop and rest, pause the session, whatever you need to do. Good. And now while you're doing this, can you turn your face to look toward your left elbow as it goes up? Then you come back to the middle, and then your head comes back to the middle. So your right elbow goes down, your left elbow goes up, and you look toward your left elbow with your eyes, with your nose, and then come back to the middle. And you do it at the same time. So while your left elbow is going up and your right elbow is going down, you look at your left elbow, and then it comes down, and then you look to the neutral in front of you. Good. And can you feel as you do that? It's like the left side of your chest moves up, so your left side lengthens and folds. So as your left elbow goes up, and as you look up, the left side of yourself is lengthening. Your chest becomes longer. Good. And stop. Please unlace your fingers and rest in sitting. And once again, interlace your fingers and put your hands behind your head, not touching your head. And once or twice, do that same movement, not doing anything with your head, but your right elbow goes down and your left elbow goes up in an arch. And you come back to the middle. And now keep doing that, but this time look at your right elbow. As your right elbow goes down, look at it, and as your right elbow comes back up to the middle, bring your head back to the middle. And by the way, I should say your head is actually straight, so you're not tilting it, but you're turning it. You're turning to look at your right elbow. Good. And can you continue doing that movement with your arms and then look toward your left elbow as you do it? Again, your head stands straight. Don't tilt it. Just look towards the elbow. So turn it, but don't tilt. And now can you do it so that you're looking once towards your right arm and once towards your left arm? Or once towards your right elbow and once towards your left elbow? So think of it as your arms kind of moving, you know, mechanically right and left. They don't change how they move. They don't change the speed. And your head is moving independently from that, looking once towards the left and once towards the right. So it's like you're separating the movement of your head and arms. And could you do it faster? So without hurrying and without pain. So could you move your head to the right and left faster than your arms are moving, faster than your elbows are moving? That makes sense? It's a little weird, and if you can't get it, that's fine. It's just something to think about and to attempt. Good. Good. Okay, please stop, lower your arms, and rest for a moment. All right, and let's continue. Come back up to the front edge of your chair if you're not there already. And please do the non-habitual interlacing of your hands, your fingers. So you put your fingers together and then move one hand, move them. How do you say it? I always have a hard time explaining this. Let me see. You put your fingers together. One thumb will be on top. That's your habitual. And then you just kind of unravel them and bring them down so that the other hand and the other thumb is on top. Non-habitual interlacings. Have your legs standing. Check that your knees are directly over your feet. Have your hands behind your head. And now this time you're going to pull your arms to the left. Down and to the left without touching your head. Down and back to the middle. So your left elbow goes down, your right elbow goes up. It's like you're stretching, you're opening on the right side like a fan, like an accordion or something, like a spring. And come back to the middle and feel how can you involve your entire back so that your arms can go down a little bit more easily, a little bit more gently. Involve your entire back. So your fingers are interlaced, they're behind your head, your left arm goes down, your right elbow goes up. You keep your head straight the entire time. All right, keep your head out of it. It's not a movement of your head or your neck. Good. Now, every time you lower your left elbow down, turn your face towards the right elbow to look. And then come back to the middle. Do you feel there's kind of you're using the muscles of the left side of your back more than the right? So the head, the arms are kind of, it's like they're sliding behind the head without touching it. Good. Now, can you turn your face towards the left elbow? While it goes down, turn the face towards the left elbow while the left elbow is going down. Can you find that movement? Gentle as you can, as easy as you can. On the Facebook group that was associated with this session when I first taught it, it was when my Easy Feldenkrais series, there was this comment that someone made that there was a movement that they couldn't do, and they went back and did the session, and they could do the movement fine. And you might find that there's a movement now that's complicated or difficult, and so that's fine. Next time you come back, you might find that you just do the movement easily, automatically. All right, and if you don't need to rest, can you just go towards one elbow and then the other a couple of times so your face looks towards the right elbow and then towards your left elbow? Yeah, that's nice. Okay, please stop. Please stop. Lower your arms and rest for a moment in a neutral position. All right, now return to the front edge of your chair and get your legs balanced and comfortable. And now, can you take your left ankle and put it up on your right knee? So you bend your left leg so you can have your right ankle somewhere on your right knee on top of your leg so it's comfortable. And then get a hold of your left foot or your left ankle, wherever's comfortable, with your right hand. So your right hand to your left foot. And put your left hand in front of you in the air. So your left hand shoulder height in front of you in the air. And just begin to essentially do whatever you want with your left hand and arm. Just move it around in all directions. Up, down, left, right, whatever. Just explore. Relax, breathe. And notice, where can you move your left hand and arm easily? Can you go up above your head? Can you go to the left? Can you make a circle? Can you make an arc? Just relax, play, explore. Just see, where is it easy to move your left hand? Okay, good. Let that go for just a minute. Bring your left arm down. Stay in that position. Stay in the position with your foot on your knee. And bring your arm in front of you again, your left arm at shoulder height. And now what I'm going to ask you to do is lengthen your arm forward. You lengthen your arm forward as you turn it to the right, as you move it to the right. So from the middle to the right side of yourself, lengthening your arm forward. And don't move your legs, but turn your upper body to the right a bit as you do that, as you do this, and then come back. So you're gently reaching forward with your left hand as you turn it to the right. And you're going to be making an arch in your lower back. Does that make sense? So your arm goes forward and to the right, and your back arches as your body goes forward a little bit, and your lower back arches, and you come back to the middle. Good. Make it easy. Make it comfortable. And make it as large as you can while maintaining that ease and comfort. Good, and bring it back down. And now stay in that same position, except have your left hand on your left ankle or your left foot. And have your right arm up to shoulder height. And begin turning your right arm to the left as you lengthen it. Or perhaps I could say you lengthen your arm forward as you bring it to the left, your right arm. Again, don't move your legs, but turn your upper body. You're gently reaching forward with your right hand as you move it to the left. And you want to use your back. Make an arch in your back. An arch is formed in your lower back as you do the movement. If possible, if it's painful or too strange for now, that's fine. Good. Very nice. All right, stop and rest. Unwind your legs. Have both feet on the floor and take a moment to rest in sitting, however you do. Good. And now, once again, can you bring your left ankle and have it up near, or on, I should say, your right knee? Left foot somewhere on your right knee. And now interlace your fingers and have your arms in front of you at shoulder height. And begin to find a similar movement. So first you go forward and to the right, and you arch your back, and then come back to the middle. That makes sense? So you're interlaced, your hands are interlaced. You move forward with your arms as they go to the right, and you arch your back. And then you round your back as you come back to neutral. Find a gentle, easy way to do that. And then let that go and go, keep your hands interlaced and go forward and to the left. As you arch your back, and you come back to the middle and your back rounds and comes back to neutral. Your leg stays in one place. Are you finding a way to do that? Is it comfortable? Is it possible? I hope I'm being clear. Now, can you keep the fingers of your two hands interlaced as they are, but bring your left foot back to the floor so that both feet are standing and make the same movement of your two arms with your two feet on the floor? So forward and arch the right and then come back to the middle. And then forward and arch to the left and then come back to the middle. What's it like? And what would happen if you bring your two legs together so your feet are touching and you do the same movement, once to the right and once to the left? Remember to relax your jaw, to breathe, to get comfortable. Don't make any grimaces with your face. Notice that you can contract the muscles of your back. And maybe you can do this so that your head actually goes up a bit higher in the front. Good. All right, nice. Let that go. Come to a neutral position and rest for just a moment. All right, now cross your left ankle on your right knee again. Get a hold of your left foot with your right hand somehow. And now can you bring your left hand forward in front of you, in front of your legs, and touch the right leg wherever you can, the right lower leg. And see, can you find a way, again, only if it's just comfortable, breathe, relax, only do what's comfortable, but slide your left hand down along the right lower leg. Think about how you're using your spine and your back muscles. You really need to arch your back in order to make this possible. And make it a slow movement, a sensual movement, nothing to accomplish. And you can slowly slide your left hand around, say in front of your right lower leg, behind, on your calf. Maybe you can reach your ankles. Maybe you can reach your your right ankle. Maybe you can reach your right foot. Maybe you could even reach the floor. But if you have to strain to reach the floor, it's not worth doing. You're trying to find what's comfortable. And breathe out as you go down. That can make it easier. Relax the muscles of your back. Relax the back of your neck. Very nice. Very, very nice. Okay, stop and rest in a neutral position and sitting, both legs on the floor. And come to the front edge of your chair if you're not there ready. And this time, place your right ankle on your left knee. Hold your right foot with your left hand. And go down with your right hand in front on your left lower leg. Relax your back, your neck, breathe. You don't have to go far unless it's comfortable. So you slide along your lower left leg with your right hand. And go around in front, behind, to all sides. And just notice what's easy, what's simple, where can you go, where can you touch? Can you touch your ankle or foot? Just see what's easy. And then change over. So you hold your right foot with your right hand, and then your left hand goes down on your left lower leg. All around. Now, think about using your lower back as you do that. You really need to arch your back in order to make this possible. Notice what you feel in your pelvis and your lower back, your breathing. Feel your entire body as you do this. And feel where you can let go of tension or effort or trying. Let go of any trying. Good. And let that go. Put both feet on the floor again and come up to a neutral position and notice your contact with the floor in sitting. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel your breathing. Feel your seat in the chair. And maybe look around a moment slowly and make contact with your environment. Orient to your environment. And as you look around, you can feel your breathing, you can feel your feet on the ground. You can feel yourself sitting on the chair. Good. Now, can you interlace your fingers again and put them at shoulder height in front of you? Fingers interlaced, that's to say the hands interlaced, your arms in front of you, shoulder height. And in this position, can you slowly begin to lift your arms up in an arc? Not right or left, but up. Up and then back down to neutral. Feel your hands going up. Now, don't lean backwards. Move only the arms. And actually, your body moves forward and you make an arch in the back as you make an arc. With your hands up and then back down in the middle. Feel that movement going through your entire body. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel the weight of your legs. Feel your entire spine, your neck. And look at your hands with your eyes as your hands move up. Follow your head with your eyes. Follow your arms, your hands, with your eyes and head. Good, and then next time you come back to the middle, stop a moment and move your interlaced fingers to the right a bit and do the same thing. Make an arc up and then back down to the middle. And feel how it's different with your arms to the right. And now take your arms a little bit more to the right and do the same thing. Make an arc with your hands up and back to the middle. And remember, you're not leaning backwards. You're actually leaning forwards a little bit as you make that arch and as you make that arc. And there's an arch in your lower back as you do it, as you go up. And then the arch flattens out as you come back down. And then even go a little bit more to the right and do it again. And then stop and then go to the right a little bit further. So you're turning your body to the right, both feet are on the floor, and then you do an arc up and down. And keep doing that until you get as far to the right as you can comfortably. Very nice. Feel that movement moving through your spine. And then come back to the middle and rest a moment. Unwind your hands and rest in neutral. And once again, interlace your fingers, bring your hands to shoulder height in front of you, and bring your hands up in an arc as your body goes forward a little bit and your back arches, and then come back down to the middle, and then go a little bit to the left. Move your hands and arms to the left and do the same thing. Make an arc up and back to the middle. As your arms go forward and your back arches, and then your arms come back, and then go a little bit further to the left, and a little bit further. Feel your feet on the ground, feel the stability of your entire body, feel your feet supporting you and the chair supporting you as you breathe and do this movement. You make an arc. Your hands go forward, your body goes forward, there's an arch in your back, and you come back to the middle, and then you go a little bit further to the left, and then do it again. As far to the left as you can go comfortably. Good. Very nice. Now, please stop and rest for a moment. Lower your hands and rest just for a moment. And now, as you did before, bring your left foot up, please, and put it on your right leg near the knee. Put your right hand on your left foot or ankle somehow, and with your left hand, go in front of your body and put your left hand on your right lower leg and move around, move down and back and left and right and breathe. And just notice, is it easier now? Is it simpler? Does your hand go further? Or does it not go further, but it goes easier, or easier and further? Could you actually touch the floor? Could you caress the floor and move your hand around on the floor, or not so much? I have to say, I've been doing, as many of you know, Feldenkrais for many decades, and I cannot touch the floor. On one side I can sometimes, and the other side I've never have been able to. Is that a limitation in me? Maybe. Does it matter? I don't know. I don't think so. I know that I feel great every time I do the session, and I move better, and I feel happy and positive. Although that doesn't always happen. Okay, let that go. And now switch. Have your right foot on your left leg near the knee. Have your left hand on your right foot or ankle or wherever you'd like. And with your right hand, go in front of your legs. Have your right hand on your left leg, lower leg, and go down and around slowly, centrally, exploring like a kid, just figuring out what you can do. And noticing, is it easier? Does your hand go further down? Or maybe not so much. Is there something that you can do to make it easier? Can you breathe as you go down? Breathe out as you go down? Good. And come back up to a neutral position. And I'm going to have you do one movement before we end for now, which is to interlace your fingers and put them behind your head, actually touching your head now. And now look down with your head, your elbows go down, and then round your back backwards, and then come back up to middle. So basically fold. Your hands are behind your head, they're on your head, your elbows are down. I'd like you to fold down. And you could even, if you wanted to, you could bring your right knee up towards your head a little bit as your head goes towards your knee. And then let that go. And then you can bring your left knee, your left leg up towards your head as your head goes down. So we're just rounding the back. Good. And let that go. And we will end here for now. This is part one. And can you slowly come up to standing and notice how easy it is to come to standing, or if it's different somehow? And then walk around and notice any differences you have in your relationship to gravity. And enjoy.